Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The guys on the big show have been going at it for 3 hours, but they haven't crashed and burned. Yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time to reset today's big topics and let you pick a lane. Brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragway in Union Grove. Now open for the 2019 racing season. With new events throughout the year, now is the time to go to GreatLakesDragway.com and plan out your summer of racing. Pick up a discounted ticket package or a season pass that will pay for itself after three visits. So pick up yours today.
Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on the Wendy's Big Show. Do it every day, 5 o'clock hour. Reset the big topics and give you the final say on them here on the Wendy's Big Show at 414-799-1250. Live at 1057FMTheFan.com, Wendy's Fresh and Never Frozen Inbox. Or tweet us at 1057FMTheFan. Great Lakes Dragway this weekend. Roy Lee is going to be the place to be out there with Bug Fest. Also, Truck Nationals going on. It's going to be a fun time. And from 11 to 2... Leap 36. What's better than that?
We got a lot of things going on. I mean, just come down there and see us. Again, don't worry about the construction. They got that all worked out. We're going to have a lot of parents there, too, because they're going to be bringing their kids down there. The kids just love it when they can go up in the tower and watch the cars take off. And it's just a lot of smoke. It's just the rumbling. It just makes you feel like a real man. It's amazing.
It makes you feel like a real man.
I
you mean, smell a little exhausted.
For me, it's the one time that I drive slow. I just do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared to get pulled over and pay a ticket that I don't have the money for. So I just slow down. You can go fast there. Legally.
Real fast.
Yes. You can go fast there and have fun. And Roy does an amazing job. Again, we just talked about Bug Fest. This is one of the biggest events of the year. You don't want to miss it. And, again, I'll be there from 11 to 2. And we got some other stuff going down there, too.
Also final inspection.
Yes.
We'll be there from 12 to 2 with Steve Zotke.
Yeah, I think my boy J.O. going to be down there.
I believe J.O.'s going to. We got to make sure. You got to clear where J.O. can go, though. Like, that's
why?
The only issue.
I love him. That's my guy.
You want to ask Gary why you got to clear where J.O. can go?
Gary.
Dude, it's crazy.
Be nice to him. I thought you and him got to. Y'all got a good relationship.
We had a vacation.
You spent time with him.
Spent some time together down in Phoenix. We have a new appreciation.
He almost killed you one time.
Yeah, I mean, well, all of us.
Yeah.
You in the car too.
All of us would have been out.
You in the car too.
That's
but
amazing.
We have a new appreciation for one another. And even more so
guy.
That Mike McCarthy is no longer the head coach. We got nothing else really to talk about.
That's true.
So we just now.
Yeah,
he
hated Mike McCarthy.
We just now just get along. Can't we all just get along?
Isn't that beautiful?
Well, he's out in Ascot. But that was your boy, Rodney.
Rodney Pete?
No.
Rodney.
Yeah, they
can
got
we
beat
all
up
just
by
get
the
along?
Police. Got beat up by the police.
I got to tell you what, the boys at the barbershop told me this morning when you said you got fire ants in your chest, you can't even find them. They said that was so funny.
Now.
Just so you know.
Now, I don't want to.
Not very many people picked up on that.
They didn't pick up
but
on that.
But the boys at the barber shop this morning told me, man, Leroy said you got fire ants in your chest. They can't find their way through there. They just
so did you go to the barber shop to get taken care of in the torso area?
No, sometimes I go get it like a little shave.
Okay.
Hot
towel razor. Sometimes I like to get like a little,
Yeah, that's a little treat yourself moment.
Treat yourself moment. So this morning I had a treat myself
that's
moment.
That's got to be more fun than doing it yourself.
Sometimes it is because you just lay back. My guy got the hot towel on my head and the straight razor.
Yeah.
Then he do it on my face. He got, he got the one with the.
Oh, yeah, with the strap.
With the strap on it, Leroy, with your mumps, you take it off with your butt a long time ago. Yeah, you got that with the ivory one where it pumps you up
pump
in the air.
Yeah.
The big one.
Feel like a real man. Now,
they don't make those anymore those chairs.
Not those
anymore.
Chairs.
Yeah,
like
my boy Marco down at Follicle.
Well, he did a good job. Down, he's down on the
Southside down around about fifth,
you
second.
Tipped him
see,
good,
national
you?
Roundabout run.
Because my sideburns are starting to get a little out of control. I might need to go and just line up a little bit. That's the only thing that I usually do.
Well, they you know what?
Just
they
line the hairline up
Leroy,
here in
they
the corner.
They starting to braid down at my guy's shop now, too. So if you want to get your hair braided, they can hook you up.
Did you just That's hijack this conversation
most...
you said your sideburns?
Yeah, man. Look, it's just all out of control.
Steve,
one's all the way down here. One's way up here.
I didn't know what you had.
You're responsible for that, Steve.
Yeah, I try to take care of them. But
I thought you were
going to
say you get a shampoo or something. Get a nice perm in your hair.
You do. You need to get your ends cut.
Yeah, the ends are gross. Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely.
Your girl will let you know when you need to get them cut.
No,
girls always know when.
She needs his ends cut.
Yeah, they need to get touched up. They need to get cut. That's
and
for
you
sure.
Need like a little highlight or something in there, too. I would get like a highlight.
Like some blonde, like a couple
streaks.
Of couple
you know
little
how to
streaks.
Do streaks? I think you
get yeah.
Some hey, don't get pressure there. Like Steve did to Kay and make her cut her hair. Don't do that, okay?
I'm not saying anything to him.
That was his birthday present. He wanted his girl to come.
If he comes
65
in,
inches worth of hey, hair, just
hey, if he comes in with dyed hair, y'all, Gary.
Well, no, it's just, nothing to do with
no,
that.
Just highlights,
yeah, just a little touch, just a little color, maybe
cut,
a little blonde
the
in there.
Ends, yeah,
dirty blonde in there. Yeah.
Listen, Fabio, you don't need that, okay?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, dude.
Kidding me?
His hair is not healthy right now.
No, it's gross right
probably
now.
Probably worse I've ever
it's
seen.
It's bad. It's bad. A lot of times, because I'm sitting here just doused in sweat because I'm so excited to talk on the radio.
But, Roy, you know what I need to do, though?
What
I'm going to get my boy. You see how I got that hair coming out the back there? Can you
yeah, that's disgusting. I was going to say that, but.
You see it?
Yeah, it's nasty. Yeah.
Billy, can you see it back?
I can see it from here.
I don't even have my contacts in.
His hair
is
growing
it.
Up
yeah.
to you connect to his hair if he had hair on his head.
Steve, can you see it that far?
Every day.
Isn't that nasty? Just and when people try to walk behind you, just keep moving.
Right. Like so my this. back hair comes like all the way up, too high up. Like when I wear like a
the look, back hair is not
yeah,
bad.
Like
the
a
front
low,
hair.
A lower cut neck
yeah.
shirt. My
you can't
back
have
hair,
the front hair,
huh?
You don't want the front hair at all.
No, I can
the
get
back
that.
Hair. You're good.
The back hair I can't get. I
you're
can't
right.
get to it. So
mm-hmm.
I forgot to tell this dude come on all the way down. And I forgot to tell him.
Oh yeah, he could did that.
Could have came all the way down with a straight razor.
Yeah.
And God, that's the only thing I don't like.
So you're a dime piece in the front and you're a nine in the back because the hair goes up. That cuts you. Got to give you 1 point for that. Right?
Okay.
You got to take 1 point.
Don't always want to fight through the fourth.
But he's a 19 out of 20.
You got them fires in your chest.
Nobody's going to see that though, Gary.
My back hair?
No one's going to see
that. No, you know what? Sometimes I wear my necklace get caught in the back hair. But that's when I take it off with yanks and pull.
That's not.
Hey, make that a lane. If somebody can come and tell Gary, do you need to cut that?
No, yeah, I ain't gonna cut it. I'm gonna have it done before I come back up.
I think most guys just let it grow.
No, I it just don't feel right.
Yeah, I would cut
it.
Yeah, look itchy.
It ain't itchy. It just don't look. It look odd, Leroy. Like you know,
it's like you walk around with a blanket.
Right. I got this hair sticking up off my back, man.
Like,
come
why
on,
does Gary got a Snuggie on underneath his T-shirt?
Right.
Let me see it again. Turn around.
See,
oh man, that's brutal.
Oh,
Gary turned around, showing all
the
back hair.
40-year-old birds. You remember 40-year-old birds?
Yeah.
That has to
oh yeah, plenty of it.
Yeah.
See, but at least the nice thing is, Gary and I appreciate you don't wear any like V-necks.
No,
really.
I can't do V-necks.
Yeah, you can't
ride
the
V-necks. And no. What's some other shirts you be wearing?
Like the muscle shirt,
no,
the tank tops.
No,
yeah, he gotta shave. He gotta shave his neck. He gotta shave his neck.
Way too much, man. My daddy is like that too. My
you
daddy.
Could, oh, you, that's where you get all the hair
my
from
dad,
your daddy.
My dad.
Okay.
Yeah. My dad. Man, you should see my dad. My dad got hair, man.
Just a hairy beast.
He was the first Cornelius. Now, I'll tell you that. He called me Cornelius. He was the first one.
He the one that could talk.
He was the original Cornelius.
So I don't know how Gina's gonna want me to transition into this. So Pella windows and doors.
That's what are you talking about, Gina Della from Pella?
Gina Della from Pella. Now I'm telling, she could help you out in certain areas. Doors, windows. Don't believe. Personal grooming.
Don't be peeping in Gary's window. Put it that way.
That's a good point.
That
That's
hair.
A really, really good point, especially the bathroom.
I wouldn't have never have noticed
no
it.
Chance.
I wouldn't have noticed it.
I kind of have.
I don't think
That's
people
fine.
Notice it, though.
I definitely think they do. I definitely think they still might notice it.
All right, guys.
It's right there.
Here we go. Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to WEI.com to start the process right now, folks. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. There's no payment until June of 2020, folks. That's free money. Once again, go to PellaWEI.com to start the process right now. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months, no payments until June of 2020. And Roy, how can they get a hold of
it? Go to PellaWEI.com today, guys, and you can chat with somebody today, get the process started. Tell them you want Pete to come over and measure for your windows and doors, or you can give them a phone call, 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Tell them Gary Ellison and Leroy Butler.
Personal grooming is not a lane during Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane. We'll actually give them to you next. Wendy's Big Show on the Fan. Wendy's Big Show, Great Lakes Dragway, pick a lane on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Right lane, how frustrated are you with Craig Counsell? Craig Counsell was a little frustrated with himself last night after a decision he made. In the center lane, can a Kawhi-led Lakers team be better than the Golden State Warrior dynasty we just saw? And in the left lane, do you have a problem with A-Rod on the cover of Sports Illustrated, 414-799-1250? Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin On Deck Show comes up at 5:30 here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, after Brewers and Reds. Sonny Gray opposite Yolisha Scene tonight. It's the Bayview Shade and Blind postgame show with Tim Allen right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. With the Kawhi Leonard watch that we're all on, and Adrian Wojnarowski now saying that it is the decision will come tomorrow. It is expected that Kawhi Leonard will let everybody know that he will where he will play tomorrow. He wanted no leaks at all. And Woj, if anything, is the leak machine, because Kevin Durant said that he was going to announce his on the boardroom, and then like 10 minutes later, Woj is like, yeah, he's going to the Nets. Everybody can
all
go
of them
lay
have
down.
Their guys, but all this, a lot of people, they're not going to know. That's why most of these guys, they put out like Jalen Rose, 99%, Chris Broussard, these
right.
guys. Where anything can happen, but with him, it's a little bit different. Because when LeBron James did the decision thing, it was like of a build-up. You know it was going to happen. With Kawhi Leonard, you don't know what's going to happen. The guy's taking all these visits, and Toronto really laid it out for him. One of you guys was telling me, was you, Gary, what Steve, one of y'all, what they did for him in Toronto. What did they do? Something, whatever they did for him, you would think Toronto, I mean, they've done everything. Gave him a parade.
Mm-hmm.
What's better? Everybody wants a parade for winning a championship. So you want to go back there. But if he goes to the Lakers, if you're the Bucks, you got to figure it may be difficult to win a championship, but you got to welcome the challenge, you would think.
It's going to be one heck of a gauntlet that you have one to run heck. Through with Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Kawhi Leonard out there. All in Los Angeles if they
It'd
team up
better
with the Lakers.
If one of those guys was a guard. Like a, it feels like
a point guard.
Yes. But you got big
LeBron.
Guys. Yeah, he's going to have to play.
LeBron. That's what LeBron
play
is.
The point.
No, you know who's going to be the point guard of that team.
Well, they don't have one.
Rajon Rondo.
No, I'm tired of that, though.
But you got one, though. LeBron is the point.
I want him to move off the ball a little bit. He would have to run the point, but
It sounds like Ronald's going to be a Laker, though.
Yeah. For money wise, you have to be.
Yep.
But I don't. That don't mean I want him. I mean,
you don't want Rajon Rondo?
No.
Really?
No. Because he's going to try to make Vogel do stuff that he ain't want to do. How you say his name?
Frank Vogel.
Yeah. He's going to want to do. He's going to want to do that. He got a great coaching staff, but he's going to go against that.
He went at it with Doc Rivers consistently.
And you don't need to do that.
Boston.
Just be coachable.
Every coach.
But if he does,
be coachable.
He can't do that with those three guys. In that
the guy
room,
is
right?
smart, but listen, they got a good thing going on. But I think the Bucks stay out of all that drama, and they just need to continue to destroy the East, and everything else works, it works.
So it doesn't bother you at this point? Like, you're not saying that this is going to be an unbeatable dynasty for any team going up against if all three of those guys are in Los Angeles?
Well, I just think, listen, I was a Laker fan ever since I had teeth, okay? And I'm going to be happy, but it's going to take time for these guys to work it out. But they are three guys that are very unselfish.
Sure.
And it's not about who's one, two, or three, although LeBron may have mentioned that it'd be your team in a couple of years. These guys know they're there to put the Lakers in a position to win a championship. it'll be good for basketball. But there's your new villain, though. So I think Golden State going to benefit because people are not going to hate them anymore. They're going to hate the Lakers.
I don't know.
You think they'll love the Lakers? And because there's so many people hate LeBron.
I know.
And they don't like the way he's putting these teams together.
Yeah.
And then Magic left and came back. And the people are going to hate the Lakers, and they're going to fall in love with Golden State-wise.
Well, I'm not sure. Who do you believe would be the number one villain on that team?
Lakers?
Would
LeBron.
It be made?
LeBron.
I don't know, man.
Because LeBron's the one that put it all together.
Villain but they quickly LeBron? Flipped on Kawhi Leonard right away.
No, anybody flipping on
they
Kawhi.
They flipped on Kevin Durant right away. He was the love child. They're I'm talking about fans.
Oh, okay. Well, here's the built-in villain. LeBron is.
LeBron, because he put it all together and orchestrated the whole
thing. Ever since the decision.
Always. Since you know, decision. So he's a villain. But, yeah, nobody's hating on Kawhi because I think Kawhi is, like, loved by everybody. He ain't going to do nothing to nobody.
He's misunderstood.
Anthony Davis, he didn't
say nothing.
He didn't do anything.
A couple of quiet guys. Right.
If I'm thinking of anything, if people were that upset with the Kevin Durant move, though, if you're Kawhi Leonard, you just won a championship where you were the number one, two, and three dude.
Yeah, they know how hard he had to work to get that done, though.
Mm-hmm. And he was traded there. It wasn't in his control.
I understand that, but then you go and flip to then join the situation with two guys that's already in a ready-made team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think anybody will be mad at him. I mean, you might be, obviously, based on how you sound. But I don't think many people will be mad at Kawhi. It's going to be about LeBron again.
Yeah.
Because it's always about LeBron. Doubt.
Yeah, because he's orchestrating another super team.
And if you don't win it that first year, if Kawhi comes, they're going to kill him.
But the crazy part about it is, guys,
they're going to kill him regardless.
If he does go to the Raptors on a two-year deal like Jalen Rose is saying,
that makes
if
so
he's
much
right,
sense.
The West is wide open next year.
Yes.
Wide open. Yes. I mean, literally about 5, 6, 7 teams might have a chance to come out of the West between Utah, Denver, the Lakers,
Portland,
Golden State, Portland, the Clippers, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're good enough, though. But any one of those teams, if they get hot at the right time, could get on a run.
If that Clippers team gets Kawhi Leonard, that Clippers team took Golden State to 6 games last year.
Right.
Yeah.
And then bring in a 2-time Defensive Player of the Year and 2-time Finals MVP. I mean, that's a legitimate crew.
I'm not worried about none of that. I'm worried about Giannis signing the Supermax and staying in Milwaukee.
You don't have to worry about that.
Milwaukee going to lose the E off
you don't
of
have
MKE.
To worry about that. No, because Dean Murray just might hook him up with something that he really
needs. At the Jury Center is Dean Murray.
Fine young man. 76
and Layton Plaza. In Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, folks, in a third location for you in Burlington, Wisconsin. Guys, you're looking to get the most money for your old gold of jewelry. That's at the Jury Center. If you're looking to get the best possible deal on any piece of jewelry, that is at the Jury Center. Folks, all you have to do is walk in the door and ask for Dean Murray to get all these savings.
105.7 FM, The Fan, Wendy's Big Show here. We'll have the best of the Wendy's Big Show coming up tomorrow here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. We'll also have the Baby Shade and Blind postgame show after a day game out in Cincinnati. It's one of those times, guys, where the 4th of July is here. Anybody have predetermined plans, locked in spots, or what do we got going on tomorrow?
I'm in the Oak Creek Parade tomorrow morning.
Oh, very nice.
Along with Oak Creek Little League and Oak Creek Junior Knights from 9 to 11 tomorrow. So
hold up a big Wendy's Big Show sign.
If you see me in the parade, say hi. I'll have Oak Creek Little League pamphlets handing out to people.
The Jack will be there.
Yeah, he's the Bat Boy. He's got a special Bat Boy jersey made up for tomorrow.
I think we should put a banner on him, 2-6, Wendy's Big Show.
I'll be at Pick and Save tomorrow, very rare, on July 4th. I'm going there, but I'm going there. I'll be in New Berlin. That's 15445 West National Avenue from 11 to 1. 11 to 1.
I'm going camping right now. I'm going to go down.
You ain't going no camping.
My buddy's got a tent, man. My buddy's got a tent, man. I'm going down to Lakefront.
You got a tent.
No black.
Come on. Thanks to John Heyman, Mark Simon, and Tom Kestick for joining us. I got the Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin On Deck show next.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.